Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Meaning of Baptize / Baptism. We are to first make disciples and then baptize them, Matthew 28:19. Only after people received the Holy Spirit were they then commanded to be baptized, Acts 10:47-48. The New Testament, without exception, teaches that people are saved by faith. And then after they believe, they are to be baptized. Hence, we practice believers' baptism. Salvation is by faith. Baptism then follows as an outward testimony of identification. The words baptize / baptism are actually Greek words and not English words. The King James Version translators worked in a context where they did not want to upset the Church of England, which practiced sprinkling as the mode of baptism. So, instead of translating these words, they simply transliterated them. The noun in Greek is baptisma. The English is baptism. The only difference is they left off the last letter A. Baptisma, baptism. Then translate it, they transliterated it. The verb baptizo, the only difference here is the O in Greek is E in English. Again, simply a transliteration. The literal meaning of baptism, baptize, means to dip under. Without argument, that is the primary meaning. The secondary meaning is to dip into dye, with the metaphorical idea of identification. So the literal meaning is immerse, often used with the sense of identification. An actual translation would then read as follows, Matthew 28:19. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, immersing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit very specifically chose this precise word, and it is for this reason that we practice immersion. This is what Jesus said to do. The Holy Spirit could have chosen other words, the Greek word ekao, meaning to pour. The Greek word rantizo means to sprinkle. But inspired scripture never uses these words. Without exception, it always uses the words baptisma or baptizo, meaning to immerse. So, by way of review, the Greek word used for baptism, ekao, meaning to pour, never used. Rantizo, meaning to sprinkle, never used. Baptizo, meaning to immerse, always used. An example of the meaning of baptize is found in a Greek text written by a Greek poet and physician named Nicander, who lived about 200 BC. In giving a recipe for making a pickle, he says that the vegetable should be boiled and then baptized in a vinegar solution. Baptized in a vinegar solution. The idea is that the vegetable would be permanently identified with the vinegar solution through and through by immersion. This word, baptizo, baptisma, most accurately reflects our complete identity in Christ. We are not partially identified, but fully. Just like a cloth dipped in dye is completely identified with the dye, or like a pickle that has been permanently and completely identified with a vinegar solution. The Spirit used this precise word for this reason. As believers, we are constantly said to be in Christ. Immersion pictures our complete identification of being in Christ. We are thoroughly and permanently colored with and identified with Him. That is the meaning of baptism. The very word reflects the deep identifying nature of our union with Christ. So the essential meaning of baptism in the New Testament is identification. In baptism, we identify with Christ in His death for our sins, His burial, and His resurrection from the grave as Lord over all. This is without exception the idea behind it. Keeping this straight will protect us from false doctrine. Baptism is simply a testimony of identification. Acts 18:8, then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.